So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is so much fun. I really adore her. We found out we both lived in California, so it was really fun to find another Californian to interview. And Leslie Willems has a brand new number one international best-selling book out called Earth Healing. She's a phenomenal facilitator of consciousness, and I'm just so glad she could join us. So hi, Leslie. How's it going there?
Hi there, Erica. It's so great to be on today and so great to hear from you. This book has been so amazing and so easy. Like the energy behind it was just rolling before we even hit the ground. You know, those of us who are kind of earth keepers have been wanting and desiring so much so to create something that would generate more on this planet, heal the planet, and heal people on the planet so that everyone could create a greater future, right? And I feel like that this book is really part of that journey, and it will be a blessing. Like I've even suggested to people that they take the book and actually sleep with it under their pillow.
I love that. It's really fun when you look at, I have a book called Happiness Quotations, and people like to keep it by their bed and they like to open it just to any page. And I think it's so much fun when you look at being a little bit non-traditional of how a book can be nourishing.
Yes. You know,
for me, the cover of Earth Healing, it's a setting in a waterfall, but it was digitally mastered with the rainbow. And so it's like this really kind of mystical image that's real and not real. So tell me, Leslie, if I'm interested in being more connected to the earth, like if it doesn't come naturally to me, right? Like I go to work, I'm on my computer, pick up my children. If I find that that sort of connectedness to earth is something that, not always ease for me, what can I do in my life, you know, that would just help? I mean, just we'll just be one-on-one with, you know, millions of people listening. What can I do, Erica, in the my thing, life?
The thing that I find people have the hardest time with is their body. And their body is part of the earth. All of these molecules that are in your body, in your sweet, beautiful body, they are part of the earth. And I have noticed during my facilitation when I coach people or work toward getting them the healing that they so desire, that they are not willing to actually touch their own body. Simply putting their hand on their heart. It means something weird to them in some way, and I would love to get people to break through whatever that, like it looks like a pledge, like you're pledging something, or you're, you know, so getting past the point of view that you're giving an energy away by putting your hand on your heart. You're not giving something away to someone else when you put your hand on your heart. You're giving something to the earth, and all bodies on the planet need more nurturing. So if all you did was breathe into your heart with your hand on your heart, how amazing. Like, just try it.
Like, because I'm what? Thinking like I know what I thought you'd say is go put my feet in the dirt.
Well, you can do that too, certainly. But if you're in a place that's all concrete, yeah, and you have a judgment of concrete, what does that do for the planet? The earth has concrete on it, right? Everything that's on the earth is of the earth.
Wow.
All the chemicals that are in the air are of the earth. If we stop having judgment of what is there, what could we actually receive from all of these molecules? What can you receive from metal? What can you receive from concrete? Concrete is made of earth. So, like, if you just went and sat on the concrete and received from the concrete. How much could you receive from the concrete? How much could you receive from concrete? And it could be amazing if you let it.
So tell me a little bit about your chapter and the title, and then just tell me a little bit about what inspired you, because it's such a gorgeous chapter, and it shows to be right in the middle of the book, which I loved.
Well, it's sort of a biography. There's so much in it that didn't get in the chapter, stuff that connects me to stones and rocks and the crystals and my work with ley lines and earth gridding and planetary restoration of the potency and power of how energy flows on the planet. I felt like that was a little bit too deep for the chapter, and I wanted to get people the sense of what it's like to lose your psychic ability or bury your psychic ability, and my journey from being an innately psychic child, getting that turned off just to fit in, and then journeying back through the pain and the suffering and the what's up in your face with allergies, you know. So my story, that it was so significant at the time, was about allergies, and
right. That's
disappeared.
Yeah, I love it. It's so much fun to chat with you. I know that it's really challenging to do an 8-minute interview. I get that. It's like, oh my gosh, we could talk for hours.
Yeah.
So tell us, Leslie, that I'll just tell everybody who's listening, the chapter is called Crystal Healing Magic. It's quite beautiful. Leslie has gifts with all kinds of different things, and she's great at verbal processing and helping people through blogs. So you can find her at earthhealingbook.com/Leslie, Lezlee dash Willems, Willems. So earthhealingbook.com/Lezlee-Willems. I'm so glad that you could stop by, Leslie, and just have a wonderful 2018. I'm so curious what we're going to create this year.
What else is possible?
Yeah. I know.
Whole new reality.
I know. I'm so excited. And actually, we're teaming up on another project, so probably they'll hear more about that real soon.
That should be fun.
Yay.
I'm looking forward to more, always.
Thanks, Leslie.
Many blessings.